From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A federal lawsuit claims that the death of two Georgia guards on a prison bus in 2017 could have been prevented if the Department of Corrections followed its own rules for transporting inmates. GPB's Taylor Gann explains.
Eight of the inmates who witnessed the murders of guards Curtis Bilyeu and Christopher Monica are filing the suit. According to the AJC, the men say they were mentally and physically punished with solitary confinement after the incident, even though they weren't involved. The two guards were killed as part of an escape attempt by Ricky DuBose and Donnie Rowe, who were later captured in Tennessee after a manhunt. An investigation found that the prisoners' handcuffs were not double-locked, and the gate separating the guards and the inmates was left open. Each of the eight men is seeking $250,000 in the suit. The Georgia Department of Corrections declined to comment. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Tyler Perry Studios is partnering with Viacom and BET to launch a new subscription-based streaming service. Perry made the announcement while receiving BET's Ultimate Icon Award this week, and he revealed why he chose Atlanta as the location for his studios.
When I built my studio, I built it in a neighborhood that is one of the poorest black neighborhoods in Atlanta, so the young black kids can see that a black man did that, and they can do it too.
The streaming service will house all of Tyler Perry's collected works over TV, film, and stage. And as many Hollywood studios are considering leaving Georgia because of the controversial abortion ban, one high-profile production is still moving forward. Actor and director Clint Eastwood will soon begin production of The Ballad of Richard Jewell. It's a movie about the security guard who discovered bombs at the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. Jewell was accused of the attacks, which killed one and injured more than 100, although he was later exonerated. According to Variety, Kathy Bates, Olivia Wilde, and John Hamm have all signed on for roles. A number of celebrities, as well as Disney, Netflix, and AMC, have come out against the heartbeat abortion bill, though, which was signed by Governor Kemp last month. Atlanta United lost a heartbreaking game last night in Canada, falling to Toronto FC by a score of 3-2. After giving up a penalty in the final moments of the game, United had a chance to tie after getting a penalty shot of their own. But Petey Martinez missed the attempt, giving Toronto the victory. The team will look to regroup on Saturday when they host the Montreal Impact at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org. That's where we're live streaming as well.